on one outlet. Requires Comcast Business Internet at additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. Connection pro restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. Call for details.
5 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Well, Bill, right now in the Beltway, Maryland, we're reduced to one lane. Beltway in the Silver Spring area. This will be on the outer loop right near the Colesville Road exit. Stay to the far left to get by. This is just as you pass the exit for Colesville Road and heading toward Georgia Avenue. Everyone coming to a crawl here. Fire and rescue units additional have just arrived to the scene, so that's why there's a few way more lanes here. Again, outer loop after Colesville Road. Stay to the left to get by the crash. That's the only lane that is open. Now, we have lanes open on 270 for you coming out of the Frederick area and down the Beltway, but keep in mind, we're watching the weather. That could be a factor issue for you for sure. South on 95, Maryland, good. Virginia, 95, 395 in good shape. 66, quiet. We're quiet into town over bridges here. But again, watching the top side of the Maryland Beltway for the crash, reduced to one lane, outer loop near Colesville Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Just a touch of snow shower activity around with maybe some raindrops mixed in at times, so it'll be tough to accumulate with temperatures hovering above freezing today. As we stay in the 30s all day, overnight tonight a little bit colder, cleared out. Fairly windy still, 23 outside the Beltway, colder. Sun to clouds tomorrow, 42. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidging, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 35 in Stafford, 30 in Germantown, 38 degrees in Washington. President Trump preps his loyal surrogates in advance of his State of the Union address. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington's Mall WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630
WMAL.
Good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Coming up this morning, 7:15, we'll be joined by Max Eden of the Manhattan Institute, talking about D.C. schools. 7:35 this morning, we'll have former Congressman Mike Rogers. He's the former head of the House Intel Committee, a perfect guest today on a day when so much information is coming out of that House Intel Committee. And then we've got Mercedes Schlapp joining us at 8:05 from the White House. A curtain raiser for you on the State of the Union address tonight. Dr. Sebastian Gorka back with us this morning at 8:15. We're going to find out what his surprise is. And then at 8:35, Larry Kudlow will join us. All ahead on Mornings on the Mall, I'm Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
And good morning to you. Happy Tuesday morning. The president tonight, his first State of the Union address. A lot of people looking forward to it. A lot of Democrats saying, I'm not going to go. They're going to take their marbles and go home. But for those of us who will be happy to see what the president and hear what the president has to say tonight, what do you think he's going to say? Well, according to one White House official, the president's theme for the speech will be building a safe, strong, and proud America. He's going to focus on five broad topics tonight. The economy, a $1 trillion plus plan to rebuild infrastructure, Mr. Trump's new immigration proposal that includes a pathway to citizenship for those illegals, the DACA illegals, a trade policy, and a plan to rebuild the military. According to a senior administration official to Congress, the tone will be one of bipartisanship and very forward-looking. The economic upswing is helping everybody. All groups are benefiting. I like that. I like to hear that it's going to be a speech about working together, about bringing people together. I like that he's going to address infrastructure. I think that's important. The shovel-ready jobs under Obama apparently never happened or didn't work. I'm not quite sure where that money went. But I do believe that, you know, President Trump is a president who can get something like that done because he is a builder, because he has experience in those areas. So I do believe that's his wheelhouse to a certain extent. Obviously, he can only do what Congress allows him to do. The speech is expected to last about 1 hour. What do you want to hear him say? Like, I want to hear him say that, I want to hear him reach out. I want to hear him be, I want him to bring the President Trump that's not combative. I want him to bring the President Trump that's going to try to bring everyone together. I want him to be the President Trump who is strong, but yet conciliatory to the Democrats, saying, look, we want to work with you. I offered you a great deal. You know, you don't want to take it, but I want to see that President Trump, because I think it's harder for the left to tear him down when he's not combative, President Trump. So, and I do think that he wins a lot of people over when he presents really good ideas and he presents them in a non-combative way. So but still be a strong leader. I think he can be both, and I think he's proven that he can be both. That's the Donald Trump that I want to see and hear tonight at the State of the Union. What do you want to hear him say? What do you want to hear him address? Is there any item that you really want to hear him talk about tonight in the State of the Union address? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. And do you have high hopes? Do you think he's going to knock it out of the ballpark? Another great speech, because I do.
I think the president has a tremendous opportunity here in his first State of the Union address. Again, 9 o'clock tonight, we're going to hear from him. This, as Mary said, could go for an hour. I think this will be an opportunity for him to take a victory lap on tax reform, for one, to emphasize sort of the economic success that he's credited for. I saw Stephen Moore writing, I think, in the Wall Street Journal over the last weekend or so. A point to remember here, if the economy was doing poorly right now, who would the media credit? Who would the media be crediting at this moment if things were going miserably in the economy? Would it be Obama? Would Obama be getting all of the credit from the mainstream press that he seems to be getting right now for the success of the economy? No way, buddy. No way. It would be all placed directly on Trump's shoulders. Conversely, as the economy does well, we hear things about how is Obama's doing. Well, that's not true. Talk to business leaders. Look at the press statements that they've made. Look at Starbucks. Look at Apple. Look at all of these places, these unexpected places where you wouldn't think that the president of the United States, the current president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, would receive credit. And sure enough, that's what's happening. He's receiving credit in their press statements about why they're bonusing out their employees, why they're raising wages voluntarily, why they're bringing business back to the United States. They're consistently crediting the president of the United States, his tax reform. And if you're going to give a State of the Union address, what's the state of our union? What is the state of America right now? And what role has President Trump played in that? Well, certainly tax reform is going to have to play a big role in this speech tonight. And by the way, reminding Americans who are still receiving a lot of their messages through the filter of the mainstream press that he is responsible for the reason their paychecks are going to look a little bit different this month going into February. That their paychecks are, and you've already seen some people start to see that their withholdings have changed. That all of a sudden now you're seeing a difference in your paycheck because of tax reform. And there will be more people who see that consistently from now on. And they're going to have to, whether or not they credit the president, that's a whole other thing. That's a step. You got to convince them like there's a reason that's changed, and he's in the White House. But I think the president's going to try and make that play tonight. Also, he's going to have to talk about all those other things, infrastructure, immigration. I think conservatives have been very concerned about this immigration plan. And I think he's going to have to do kind of twofold tonight. One, convince America, this is if I was approaching this from the White House's perspective, convince America that he's a better advocate so far for these dreamers, as you call them, so-called dreamers, than the Democrats have been, because he just offered them citizenship. He said, how about 1.8 million of you get citizenship? And the Democrats said, no deal, without even having a second to consider it. They're no deal. Nope, we're not doing that. Wait a second. Come to the table. Nope, we're not doing it, because President Trump supports it. And then he has to convince, I think, conservatives why an amnesty is an acceptable idea. Because I see a lot of conservatives going, wait a second, President Trump, this is not the guy we vote. Was the message of the election that we want a big amnesty? No. So I think he's got something of a balancing act tonight. But, teleprompter Trump can pull it off, I think. You mentioned him kind of having that disciplined approach, Mary. I think he can nail it. He's nailed it before in these speeches when given the opportunity and given the microphone and given the camera and given the audience. And he'll have that big audience tonight as he takes on his first State of the Union.
Yeah, I have faith. I think it's going to be a really great speech. How about you? 888-630-9625. Bill in St. Mary's County. Bill, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. What would you like to hear tonight from our president?
Well, good morning, Mary and Vince. My mother told me always address the lady first, so sorry, Vince.
Please. Thank you. I feel that way, too.
if I was Trump, I know you don't want him to be combative, but I would point out all the seats of the people that don't show up and tell the people, these are the people you voted for to represent you and do what's best for you. And they don't even think that's important enough to show up.
Yeah, but do you, here's the thing. I think that their constituents are very happy that they're boycotting the president. I truly do. They're the people who elect those representatives over and over and over again. They're the people who continue to re-elect Maxine Waters, even though she doesn't live in the district she represents.
But to Bill's point here, I think what it does, though, is it demonstrates to the American people that this is sort of a representative sampling of the Democratic Party. Remember, the Democratic Party's been holding its fire on impeachment. They don't want to pursue impeachment because it seems like it would be too extreme. They don't want to drive away moderates, people in the center who think that that's too nutty, right? What is it? What happens when you have, let's see, 11 people so far? I'm looking at pictures of all of them. 11 people so far, all Democrats, who are boycotting the address tonight, who are not going to show up, who will not be seated in their seats, their place of honor. They don't want to take that up. They don't want to have the conversation. They'd rather impeach the president. Resist.
888-630-9625. What do you want to hear tonight from the president as he does his gives us his first State of the Union address? We'll find out for more of you in just a second here. It's 5:15. It's time for WMAL Traffic and Weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. You have good news for us this morning, right, Jamie?
I do.
Good.
All right. Well, a couple minutes ago, 10 minutes ago, you may have heard me told you only one lane of the Beltway gets by, but now all lanes are open in Silver Spring. But the precipitation coming down, definitely an issue. So factor that in this morning. So right now, be patient as you head from College Park and around toward Colesville Road. Now, that crash now sits to the right shoulder. This is just after the exit. I'm looking at delays right near New Hampshire Avenue. So be on the watch for that. Watching this entire trip this morning very cautiously. Coming out of Frederick now, 270 toward the Monocacy, some volume. And that's very smart because, again, with the precipitation coming down, it could be a little tricky. Through Urbana and Hyattstown, seeing some slowdowns, but that's really about it. Virginia 95, seeing the volume on the increase right in the Woodbridge area. Crossing the 14th Street Bridge, Southeast Southwest Freeway, New York Avenue, 295, all checking out fine here early on. Be careful. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, windy with snow showers this morning with some rain mixed in. Maybe up to an inch of snow in some spots. ? It says here. Chance of snow 50%. Partly cloudy later. We'll have temperatures in the mid-30s. Tonight, clear skies, fairly windy, a low at 23. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny early, increasing cloudiness later in the day, a high of 42. Currently in our nation's capital, 39 degrees at 517 at WMAL.
Are credit card bills and student loan payments stressing you out? Having a tough time paying your bills? Learn how to reduce your credit card or student loan debt to a fraction of what you owe. Call now for free advice. 800-471-0216. 800-471-0216.
President's State of the Union address is tonight. What would you like to hear him say? Is there anything you want to hear him address? Do you want him to address the fact that there are 11 Democrats who aren't sitting there doing their job, that aren't representing the people that are elected, who have elected them to represent them? Or do you want to see him just ignore them and not even acknowledge the fact that they're not there? Don't give them that time. I think that may be the better way to handle it. Just ignore them. 888-630-9625. Jack in College Park. Jack, what do you want to hear tonight? Good morning.
I think the president needs to focus on inclusiveness. I mean, you know, the Republican Party has always tried to label itself as a Big Ten party. And right now, the Democrats seem to be more of like a big blanket party. And I think it would be good if he pointed out that, like, you know, in South Carolina, we have a first-generation immigrant governor. We have a black senator. And we have Lindsey Graham, all in one state.
And Lindsey Graham.
And Lindsey Graham.
That's right. And we have a Democrat.
Democrat.
You know, if the Democrats want to laugh, I think he should give Republicans stuff to laugh about, too.
Yeah.
And just be very inclusive.
I think you're right. By the way, Jack, I know that the White House officials have been saying to expect that the theme here is unity, that this will be a speech of unity, which is to your point. I think that their goal here is to kind of present a united front and make it a speech for all Americans.
America has to be united. I mean, it's in our name.
Yep. That's a good point. And I wonder, Jack, thank you so much, because it kind of draws on the point that was just made by our previous caller about whether to address the Democrats who weren't there and say, look, we're trying to be inclusive. We're trying to bring this country together. They will not even come to the table and talk. They will not even come to the table and sit here tonight to represent their people. How, you know, we're trying to work with you guys. How can we do this?
You know, one of the other things that jumps out at me is I don't think he's going to say this, because just for any number of reasons, but I really wish we would stop succumbing to Russian conspiracy theories. The State of the Union is frantic a little bit, chaotic right now, because we're all just like circling the wagons about Russian conspiracy theories, the notion that Russia interfered in the election. If this was a Russian disinformation campaign to threaten the United States, boy, is it effective. Because it got its legs going just by being an opportunity for us to argue about whether or not they were involved. And here we are, arguing all these many months later about this consistently. And, you know, and it's not good for the country. It's such nonsense.
Well,
and people are playing, and if it is Russian disinformation in any way, people are really playing into their hand.
Well, luckily for you, we're moving on from Russian collusion to obstruction of justice. So.
Yeah.
You got your wish there, Vince. 888-630-9625. Let's go to Leesburg. Hey, Tom, good morning. What do you want to hear the president say tonight?
Yes, hi. What I want to hear him say is basically on the immigration issue, he's got a minefield he's got to walk through. And the best thing for him to do tonight is to table or withdraw the proposal he had made and open up the door for the 692,000 people who were registered for DACA in under the resident alien program.
Mm-hmm.
Which does everything we need it to do. It will give them citizenship after 12 years, and that's they don't get a chance to do anything else in between.
But in exchange for what, do you think, Tom? Should there be leverage there?
No, I don't think it requires leverage at all. I mean, this is basically shuts down the Democrats' argument about DACA.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and at the same time, he answers the mail as far as what to do with DACA.
Yeah,
because it allows them. There's 692,000. Yeah, the rest of them never even had the gumption to sign up.
Thank you, Tom. Yeah, and except for here's where he loses the opportunity to make sure something like this doesn't happen in the future. The leverage to fix the system.
We don't want to be doing this again in 20 years.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Tom, thank you so much. John in Springfield has something very, very unique he wants to hear tonight. He'll tell you what it is coming up 5:22 on WMAL.
Tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 to the weekly series, The Real Truth About Real Estate, with expert Frank Prindle. That's Friday, 8:05 a.m. on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. You know, we hear a lot about fake news, but when it comes to online dating, the real problem is fake views. Fake people with fake profiles trying to fake you out. If you're looking for a real connection, it's time to get real with It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch is real people teaming with real matchmakers to plan real dates between people with real chemistry. With Valentine's Day fresh in everyone's mind, this time of year can be a real bummer. Do dating better this year with It's Just Lunch. Don't be controlled by some faceless algorithm app. You deserve a real matchmaker who really gets to know you and what you're looking for. Give it a try. Call or text my friends at IJL right now at 202-466-6699. That's a real matchmaker and a real number. Remember, It's Just Lunch is easy, totally professional, and it's been working for more than 25 years. It's Just Lunch, the right person, the right place, quick and easy, face-to-face. 202-466-6699.
The winter is here, and the dirt and grime can be tough on your rugs and carpets. So here's a tip from Joe Hadid. Ask the right questions when you're choosing the company to clean your rugs. Do they clean your rugs in their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where your rugs are going to be cleaned? If you can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid.
For all your Oriental rug cleaning needs, just one call to Joe Hadid.
Joe Hadid has created a new pricing structure, so now everyone can take advantage of the Hadid quality and service. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Free pickup and delivery includes moving your furniture, rolling and relaying your rugs, and putting them back exactly where you want them. Minimum purchase is required. For details, go to joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
More and more people are choosing to work during retirement. Many are opting for more flexible hours or are pursuing a new and different career. As you make these decisions, it's important to review your assets, cash flow, and expenses. Hi, this is Greg Smith from the Wise Investor Group. We manage investments for our clients and would be happy to help you plan your retirement.
To reach Greg, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
5:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the Fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning. Want everyone just be careful this morning, especially the elevated surfaces, overpasses, and watching for exit ramps could be a little bit slippery. On the Beltway, Maryland, outer loop at Colesville Road crashed to the shoulder, giving us early delays, a little extra heavy, heavier than normal here in New Hampshire Avenue toward, again, Colesville Road. Just to see a bit of that activity in the flashing lights. No problems out of Annapolis and Bowie on 50. Now through Chevrolet, Riverdale, we're still off to a good start here. No problems to report early on Metro Rail. Coming in from the west on 66, Greenway and the toll road with travel lanes open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It'll be the timing, not the amount, as we will see some snow showers with some rain mixed in at times and some spots maybe up to an inch of accumulation this morning. Then partly cloudy, windy, and cold this afternoon. Temperatures will hold in the middle to maybe upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stichick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 39 degrees at 5:26 on WMAL. Talking about the president's State of the Union tonight and what you would like to hear him say. John in Springfield, you've got a doozy here. John, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. How you doing?
Good morning, Mary and Vince. Thank you for talking with us in the morning.
Of course.
President Trump was given the four-page memo yesterday.
Yes.
It would be wonderful to hear him read that.
Yes, I will now officially declassify the memo out loud in public.
Exactly.
That would be...
Here we go.
And we just watched the Democrats one by one get up and leave the room, or just walk out in a big group, and they
I'm
just
pretty
all
sure
leave.
Adam Schiff would light himself on fire if that happened tonight. That's the self-immolation.
John, I love that. Thank you so much for the laugh, because I think that's hilarious. And that's where the showman Trump comes out, right? That's where the TV showman Trump comes out. And he goes, oh, yeah, I'll give you a show. You want a show? I'll give you a show.
I don't know if that fits with the White House's preview of unity.
No, it doesn't.
Meanwhile, you should know, I just saw the record number on this. President Bill Clinton holds the record for the longest address at 89 minutes. Who can blame him? Bill Clinton. He loves talking, that guy. 89 minutes, the longest State of the Union. President Reagan, the shortest. He's like the priest you hope you get at church on Sunday. 31 minutes. The Ronald Reagan Express, 31 minutes is the shortest State of the Union. Trump's first joint address to Congress last year, not an official State of the Union, of course, about an hour. And that's what the White House is previewing for this year. About an hour of your time tonight, starting at 9 o'clock, available on WMAL. You can listen live right here to the President's State of the Union address.
Gotta tell you, I'm a little shocked President Obama does not have the record for the longest one, because he loved to hear himself talk.
And also, don't forget, Mercedes Schlapp joining us at 8:05 this morning from the White House to preview the whole thing.
Ooh, 5:28 on WMAL.
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Coming up on WMAL, well, the Senate stopped a bill yesterday that a lot of people are very, very upset about, but shockingly, you probably didn't even hear about it. We're going to tell you what's in that bill and why people are upset and probably why you didn't hear about it all at the same time. It's 5:30. It's time for WMAL News.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Just a little bit of snow, some snow showers in places this morning, but that's enough from the WMAL Storm Center. Schools in Montgomery, Frederick, Howard, and Carroll counties are all opening 2 hours late this morning. Get the complete list at WMAL.com. A classified memo that accused the FBI of wrongdoing might become public within days.
The memo alleges the FBI took advantage of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act by using a dossier on Donald Trump and Russia to get a surveillance warrant for one-time Trump advisor Carter Page. The decision to release the classified memo was split on party lines. Republicans like Representative Rodney Davis voted yes.
The American people need to see it and they need to know what is.
While Democrats like Representative Denny Heck say releasing the document is a political tactic.
We reached a new low. In fact, I think we've crossed a line that cannot be taken back now.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
It's President Trump's big night, his first State of the Union address.
Domestically, the president will remind Americans of good economic times and a smaller tax bite from Uncle Sam for workers and corporations.
Including our great success with the markets and with the tax cut. And it's a big speech, an important speech. We cover immigration.
He will dangle out there his offer to win Democratic votes in the Senate with a plan to let so-called Dreamers stay in the U.S. in return for $25 billion for the border wall and a major decrease in legal immigration pathways. Bob Costantini, Washington.
And you'll hear the President's State of the Union address live tonight at 9, right here on WMAL. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 26,439, the NASDAQ at 7,467. Sports sponsored by Staples. The Wizards host Oklahoma City tonight. The Caps are idle till tomorrow night. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Staples has low prices on the organizational solutions your business needs to clear the clutter and focus on the job at hand this year, like banker's boxes, file folders, and storage bins. Less mess equals more success. Visit staples.com for more. Staples, it's bro time.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Hey, Larry O'Connor here to tell you how to do it the right way. Don't just call any real estate agent. No, you can call one of the very best that's top-ranked and proven. Call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie have over 5,300 highly qualified home buyers looking to buy homes in the D.C. area. This is how they're able to sell homes fast and for top dollar. As a matter of fact, Sarah and Debbie sell homes on average 3 times faster and for 6% more money than the average agent. Get this, Sarah and Debbie sold Walter and Paula's home for $15,000 over the asking price. Needless to say, they were impressed with the outcome. If Sarah and Debbie don't sell your home, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. Guaranteed. Do it the right way and call Sarah or Debbie direct at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
You know, one of the reasons why you might not be doing great on your diet or your Let's Get Fit for 2018 pledge is that you're not seeing results right away. Or if you are seeing results, you know, it's maybe a pound here or a pound there. And you get discouraged. I get that. But with EMP-180 weight loss, that's never a problem. Almost every week, you are going to see progress with EMP-180 weight loss. You're going to see either a difference in how your clothes are fitting you, or yes, you're going to see those pounds start to shed immediately. And I mean in a big way. Listen, sometimes you don't see a difference in your weight, but that doesn't mean that things aren't happening in your body. See, they don't just put you on a bathroom scale when you go check in with the EMP-180 weight loss. You get a full total body composition analysis every single week to tell you how much fat is in your body and how much muscle is in your body. Get encouraged by real world results. EMP-180 weight loss in Tyson's Corner and now in Rockville, Maryland. Go to EMP180weightloss.com. That's EMP180weightloss.com or call them 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
5:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On the Maryland Beltway, Silver Spring, the crash confined to the shoulder now. Still some flashing lights, though, out of loop right at Colesville Road. As for the trip getting down to the Beltway, 95 still in good shape. 29 BW Parkway, 270. A little bit of volume here out of Frederick through Urbana and Hyattstown as expected. And be careful with the weather conditions as well, especially the overpasses. Elevated surfaces may have that slick spot and the exits and on-ramps as well. Virginia, Interstate 95 in great shape right now out of Stafford and Dumfries. It's right as you get into Dale City. Start to see some of those brake lights heading up to 123. Heading toward the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, have a little bit of volume now as you make your travels from 295 to the bridge span. Seeing a little bit of volume actually on the outer loop right near the exit for 295 as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some snow out there this morning, most of it widely scattered around and up to an inch in some spots, especially the grassy surfaces, untreated road surfaces. Maybe some rain mixing in. Temperatures hold mid to upper 30, so we'll probably hover just above freezing. And as we get into the afternoon, partly cloudy, still windy and cold. Overnight tonight, 23 and clear outside the Beltway. Colder and still fairly windy. Increasing clouds tomorrow, 42. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 35 in Centerville, 34 in Damascus, 39 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning, happy Tuesday. Joining us at 7:15 is Max Eden. He's with the Manhattan Institute. We're going to discuss an audit on the D.C. schools that was done and the graduation rates. At 7:35, it's former Representative Mike Rogers. We'll talk to him about the FISA memo and McCabe out. 8:05, it's Mercedes Schlapp, and we'll get a heads up on the State of the Union tonight. At 8:15, it's Dr. Sebastian Gorka, and at 8:35, it's Larry Kudlow. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonnese.
Good morning. Yesterday, the Senate voted down a ban on abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy. And this is kind of a weird thing, the way it was voted down, because the vote was 51-46 in favor of banning abortions past 20 weeks. You hear something like that, 51-46. That sounds like it would have passed. It can't in the United States Senate. You need 60 votes. And so that basically the procedural vote to get the, to make it out of debate to that final floor vote failed. Not having 60 means it fails in the United States Senate. So as a result, this bill, which was introduced, by the way, credit to South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, who presented this bill, a ban on abortions after 20 weeks in the United States, failed in the United States Senate yesterday. This is after it passed the House, I believe, in October of last year. Thanks to now former Congressman Trent Franks, who sponsored in that body. And they got it through. They sent it over to the Senate. And there was some question of whether or not the Senate would ever give it the time of day. But it became a priority for the White House and the Trump administration. They felt that they needed to be done. And eventually, just after the March for Life, they finally get this vote in the United States Senate. Again, 51-49 is the 46 rather, 51-46 is the vote. Now, it wasn't, you hear that number 51, you're like, oh, the Republicans voted en masse. No. Democrats crossed the aisle, and so did Republicans. Let me give you the sense here. Two Republicans, Susan Collins of Maine and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, voted for abortion. Voted against a 20-week ban on abortion. By the way, that 20-week threshold is the threshold at which advocates for this bill say that children can feel pain inside the womb. It's called the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. The youngest cases of children surviving outside the womb include 21 and 22 weeks. Born at that age, now obviously it's a very fraught time, very low survival rate, but at 21 and 22 weeks, children have survived outside the womb and become flourishing young adults. And so with that evidence, the backers of this bill had gone forward and said, okay, let's get this done. Because right now, the United States is one of only seven countries on the entire planet that has abortions after 20 weeks. To include places like Canada, for one, but also China, North Korea, and Vietnam. Wow, we're in interesting company, aren't we?
I would... There's so much I want to say here. I just disgusted. You know, the Senate, where good ideas go to die, right? Here's the thing. Where are the Republicans on any kind of messaging, on any kind of packaging? Why is this not being shouted from the rooftops? They don't do that. And that makes me crazy, because this could have passed, because there could have been pressure put upon these senators by their constituents to get this passed. But I am willing to bet that the vast majority of Americans don't even know anything about this. They have zero conscience. And it should be the 5-month bill, the 5-month abortion bill, not the 20-week abortion bill.
Right.
People understand 5 months. They understand what like a 5-month-old baby looks like, and that's where people's brains go.
Yes.
20-week-old baby, what is that? I don't, you know, but people understand. I blame the Republicans 100% for having a phenomenal opportunity here and once again blowing it.
So, this also shows, I think, to your point, the disconnect between lawmakers and the United States public. So about two-thirds of the country, according to a recent Marist poll, support a 20-week abortion ban in the United States. Two-thirds of the country, 50% of Democrats, 50% of Democrats support a ban on abortions after 20 weeks. This is a no-brainer. Relative to most other debates, this is one in which there's pretty broad consensus actually on banning abortion after 20 weeks. So I mentioned that you had Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski cross the aisle as Republicans and support the abortion side of the debate. Now to the Democrats who supported the pro-life part of this: Joe Manchin of West Virginia, Bob Casey Jr. of Pennsylvania, and Joe Donnelly of Indiana all voted with Republicans in favor of the legislation. Now, what did this vote do? Obviously, the point of this was they knew that this wasn't going to get 60 votes, right? I mean, they knew where it was going to land, by and large. And the reason for a vote like this is to get people on the record. How many times have we had this conversation? Just get senators on the record. Just have them vote on the legislation so we can find out what they think and where they land. Because then, when they run for re-election, you can assess if they voted the way you'd like or not. Democrats opposing the legislation from states that voted for Trump in 2016. John Tester of Montana, Claire McCaskill of Missouri, Debbie Stabenow, Gary Peters of Michigan, Sherrod Brown of Ohio, Doug Jones of Alabama, and Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota. All Democrats in Trump states who voted to preserve abortions after the 20-week point in a pregnancy. And now that'll be on their record, and now voters can consider it when they go to the polls again.
It'll only be considered, though, if the opposition, if the Republicans make it an issue, and they don't. And that's where they fall down. And that gets me really, really angry, because this should be a no-brainer. 543 on WMAL.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation. And you are next. Adele Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here with an easy way for you to start the new year cleaner with the only company I trust to deep clean my carpets, Zero Res. This January, Zero Res has a great deal for you. Get a room of carpet clean for just $49 a room. Zero Res cleaned my carpets last year, and they still look brand new, feel softer, and smell fresh today. What I really love about Zero Res is how easy it is. They bring all the equipment needed, including the water, and carpets dry in just a few hours with zero residue, no spots or odors left behind. A Zero Res clean doesn't use any chemicals. It's odorless, so it's really great for allergy sufferers. Trust me, no one cleans like Zero Res can. It's amazing. If you haven't done it yet, pick up the phone and call Zero Res right now. Ask for the WMAL New Year's Special, each room of carpet clean for just $49 a room. Minimums apply. Call 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221. Again, 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com. Spell it forwards or backwards. It's the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
Is your daily life interrupted by dental pain, repetitive dental visits, or constant dental worry? Are you tired of hiding your smile? Bethesda Sedation Dentistry has the solution with Sedation Dental Care and Hybridge Dental Implants. Our award-winning Sedation Dental Care match with the Hybridge Dental Implant process and many other levels of routine and complex dental care deliver astounding results with you, the patient, in mind. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry has a proven and simplified approach to complete your dental care. Enjoy significantly more comfortable and shorter treatment time and the convenience of one caring, comfortable environment. Learn how Bethesda Sedation Dentistry can help you enjoy the foods you love, smile freely, and live the life you deserve. Attend a free sedation and hybrid dental implant seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry on Monday, February 12th to understand your dental options. Seating is limited, so register today at 301-530-2434 or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. That's 301-530-2434 or online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
545 now, WMEL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witness in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh boy, Virginia, we're really busy right now just inside the Beltway on 236 Little River Turnpike at the intersection with Hummer Road. So each direction, just because I have a number of emergency units coming up to the intersection, please watch. Watch for police to direct you around. Again, this is going to be 236 inside the Beltway at Hummer Road. No problems reported right now on 66. A little bit of volume coming in from Manassas, Centerville. Same story with 95. Heaviest stretch, Dale City to Woodbridge. And the precipitation, definitely an issue. So you want to just take it easy this morning if you're out and about, especially elevated surfaces, overpasses. Watch for those to be slick, potentially, on the outer loop at Colesville Road. That crash confined to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Just a touch of caution. Some snow out there this morning. Most of it widely scattered around and up to an inch in some spots, especially the grassy surfaces, untreated road surfaces. Maybe some rain mixing in. Temperatures hold mid to upper 30, so we'll probably hover just above freezing. And as we get into the afternoon, partly cloudy, still windy and cold. Overnight tonight, 23 and clear outside the Beltway. Colder and still fairly windy. Increasing clouds tomorrow, 42. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 39 degrees at 547 on WMAL.
What do the King of Prussia Mall, Legoland, Keswick Theater, and the new Founding Farmers Restaurant all have in common? They're all part of the thrill of the Chill Winter Hotel Package in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. Get amazing deals when you book a hotel room this winter at valleyforge.org/chill.
Cleveland Indians. They're in the news because of Chief Wahoo. That's their logo. And Chief Wahoo is now being removed from the Cleveland Indians uniform, but not for the 2018 season, for the 2019
They're losing
season.
Chief Wahoo?
They are
the iconic
they've given
Chief
in,
Wahoo.
Yes.
To be
yes.
replaced by a cartoon of Elizabeth Warren.
They have not said what Chief Wahoo is going to be replaced with. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred said that over the past year, we have encouraged dialogue with the Indians organization about the club's use of the Chief Wahoo logo. During our constructive conversations, Paul Dolan made clear that there are fans who have a longstanding attachment to the logo and its place in the history of the team, but they have still agreed that the logo is no longer appropriate for on-field use. Here's the thing. They have maintained the copyright. They're still maintaining ownership of the Chief Wahoo logo, and they will still benefit from the sale of anything that has Chief Wahoo on it. It just won't be on their uniforms anymore. So,
not even
it's kind
throwback.
Of like we do, but we don't, you know, come here, go away, go away, go away. Yeah. It's one of those type things. The Indians introduced they've slowly but surely kind of been phasing out Chief Wahoo because they introduced just the C signature on some of their caps and removed the Chief Wahoo from the cap. So it was just a C, a block C logo on there. They've removed the signs of Chief Wahoo in and around Progressive Field, which is where they play downtown. And even in 2016, they kind of had to. It was getting to the point where lawsuits, I guess, were kind of crippling things. A lawsuit was filed while they were playing in Toronto to have the logo and the team banned from appearing on Canadian TV, but the court case was dismissed by a judge. And there are now some who are saying they shouldn't even be the Indians anymore.
Of course.
All teams, you know what? All teams should be the human beings.
The human beings.
Right? Just, do you remember the TV show Community?
Yes.
They could not decide. Everyone objected to every mascot that they had.
So they just got the anamorphous human being.
Like, kind of like the guy on Google Maps. You know the little yellow guy that you can take and you could place somewhere to get the street view? Amorphous yellow thing. So they had that. It had no hair because they couldn't decide on hair. They couldn't decide on hair color. It had no eyes. It has nothing. It's just an amorphous outline of a body. That's all it is. Not male or female.
The Cleveland Indians, like, they... There's a, you know, it's funny. It's funny in 2018 to see a logo like this. It's fully red-faced. It looks like a Bugs Bunny cartoon version of an Indian. But I think the resistance to this is because people are like, you know what? It's just everything is headed in the wrong direction. It's like we're sort of savaging all these traditions. And maybe it's right to change the Cleveland Indians logo or whatever. But the idea is like you get nervous about savaging all these traditions because you feel like where is it going to go next? In fact, listen to this. Juan Williams on Fox News yesterday was advocating for it to go to a local team.
The Indians said, quote, Major League Baseball is committed to building a culture of diversity and inclusion throughout the game. Now, this caught my attention, I gotta tell you, because my favorite team, the Washington football team, has a very objectionable name.
Oh, boy.
Yet their ownership refuses to budge on this issue. I can't understand. I'm hoping that what we're seeing from Cleveland, as we've seen from a bunch of college teams, is a break in the clouds, and that one day soon, Washington football team will see the light and follow suit.
Well, it's nice of Juan to object on behalf of Indians everywhere, who, by the way, the polling on this has been that Native Americans are fine with it, except for sort of the liberal activists who've come out and tried to attack it. So, of course, this becomes about the Washington Redskins. You basically take the Cleveland Indians and use it to attack, you know, the Washington Redskins. Thanks.
Where's the outrage over Notre Dame's Fighting Irish? And it's a little leprechaun with his fists up. So where are the Irish people? Come on.
Well, they better ban Lucky Charms from the cafeterias there.
You know what? Cultural appropriation. It's 5:51. Here's El Rushba.
Last week, we learned that California Democrats are upset with the number of plastic straws that people use. They proposed a law to fine or even jail waiters who bring straws to customers without being asked. Well, this week, the news from California is even worse. A Haskell history teacher, who's also a councilman, was caught on video smearing members of the military. Gregory Salcido sits on the Pico Rivera City Council. But it was in his classroom where he gave the speech of his life. At least one of his students had the presence of mind to record it. It was a profanity-filled rant. Mr. Salcido told his students that people join the military because they're losers. He said, we got a bunch of dumb blanks over there, he said. They're not like high-level thinkers. They're not academics. They're not intellectual people. They're the freaking lowest of our low. Well, the school district refuses to comment on the videos because it's a personnel matter. Salcido's social media posts also contained anti-Trump rhetoric, according to news reports, which is no surprise. Now, beyond insulting our military, whose boots he isn't fit to tie, something else is troubling. This history teacher obviously felt totally comfortable saying these vile things in a classroom with no fear of any accountability. Says a lot about California schools and the left in general.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Say, folks, the people at LifeLock wanted me to remind you there's a lot more to identity theft than you may have thought. Monitoring your credit or checking your bank statements, that might offer you some protection. But they only only offer a limited view of what actually is going on with your identity. Now, you may not be able to detect it if your personal information is for sale on the dark web. That's why there's LifeLock. They use proprietary technology to alert you to a wider range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, one of their U.S.-based identity restoration specialists will work with you to fix it. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you can see more identity threats that you may otherwise miss. Join now, get 10% off. Just go to promo code RUSH at 800-440-4833 or LifeLock.com and use promo code RUSH. That's RUSH. 10% now at LifeLock.com.
Chris Plant here. You know, we hear a lot about fake news, but when it comes to online dating, the real problem is fake views. Fake people with fake profiles trying to fake you out. If you're looking for a real connection, it's time to get real with It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch is real people teaming with real matchmakers to plan real dates between people with real chemistry. With Valentine's Day fresh in everyone's mind, this time of year can be a real bummer. Do dating better this year with It's Just Lunch. Don't be controlled by some faceless algorithm app. You deserve a real matchmaker who really gets to know you and what you're looking for. Give it a try. Call or text my friends at IJL right now at 202-466-6699. That's a real matchmaker and a real number. Remember, It's Just Lunch is easy, totally professional, and it's been working for more than 25 years. It's Just Lunch. The right person, the right place, quick and easy, face-to-face. 202-466-6699.
5:55, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, crews, with the crash in Virginia on 236. That's Little River Turnpike just inside the Beltway at the intersection of Hummer Road. Still a lot going on. So as you get through that intersection, everyone's trying to as well. So be patient. Watch for police to direct you through. 66, here we come. A little bit of volume in Manassas approaching Centerville, 95 in Dale City. Let's go Maryland, 95. We're still looking at a pretty good pace here as you come down to join on to that Beltway outer loop, which does slow here early around the Colesville Road. We had the crash that was put to the shoulder. Let's go Columbia, Maryland with the crash on Guilford Road. That's just going to be north of I-95, right where it intersects with Oakland Mills Road. So if you normally use that area, you can get through. But again, with the crash, a little extra patience to that intersection. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It'll be the timing, not the amount, as we will see some snow showers with some rain mixed in at times and some spots maybe up to an inch of accumulation this morning. Then partly cloudy, windy, and cold this afternoon. Temperatures will hold in the middle to maybe upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidger from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 39 degrees at 5:56. In this traffic and weather brought to you by TheraWorks Relief.
To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. TheraWorks Relief can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com.
Larry O'Connor here with Renters Warehouse, the rent estate company. These rental pros lease and manage over 20,000 residential homes in America and hundreds right here in D.C. Are you considering the four R's of rent estate this year? That's retirement, relocation, right-sizing, or achieving real wealth. If so, Renters Warehouse can help you triple the value of your home as an investment property through cash flow appreciation, equity, and new tax reform savings. They'll find and warranty long-term quality tenants to pay your mortgage in just a few weeks on average. They'll collect the rent, handle the maintenance calls, deal with paperwork, and manage your property 24/7 for one low flat monthly fee. Renters Warehouse makes renting easy, fast, worry-free, and profitable while you sit back and collect the checks. Visit renterswarehouse.com for a free home rental price appointment today, or call a rent estate advisor to help you with the real rental math at 202-897-2822.
Find out how much
you've seen the pictures of mist settling over the resplendent hills and mountains. Surely you've heard the classic melody paying homage to the place we belong. And if you breathe deep, you can imagine the scent of pine-filled air. Winter in West Virginia is where snowflakes disappear on the tongues of skiers, sledders, and hikers, just as memories are etched in their minds. Wild, wonderful West Virginia. Experience it for real at www.gotowv.com.
Is your will updated? And do you have a good basic estate plan in place so your family is protected, just in case? Listen this Saturday morning at 9 on WMAL to Legally Speaking, where attorney Mike Collins will answer any question you may have about wills or estate planning. That's Legally Speaking, Saturday at 9. To learn more, log on to WMAL.com and search Legally Speaking. That's WMAL.com. Search Legally Speaking.
We all know the best time to buy something is in the off-season. Well, in the roofing industry, our off-season is winter, and January is the slowest month of the year. Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. While January isn't the best time of year to be a roofing contractor, it's a great time to be a roofing customer. This spring, we're going to be slammed, but I have to keep my installers busy in the winter, too. So if you call and schedule a free estimate right now, we're going to give you 50% off the price of materials, plus no interest, no payments until 2019. We've installed over 30,000 roofs in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. Our master technicians use only the best materials, and every roof comes with a lifetime warranty. Don't wait. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. 50% off roof materials and no interest, no payments till 2019.
Coming up on WMAL.
We'll give you a breakdown of the State of the Union, what to expect from the President of the United States tonight, and also who's on his guest list.
And Andrew McCabe out. And they also voted to release the memo. Coincidence? One happened right after the other. We'll break it down for you. 6 o'clock, time for WMAL News.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. It's certainly not very much snow we're getting. Some places hardly getting any, but the timing is bad coming during the morning commute. A few school announcements this morning from the WMAL Storm Center. Schools in Montgomery County, Frederick County, Howard, and Carroll counties are all opening 2 hours late this morning. In Virginia, Spotsylvania County schools are also opening 2 hours late this morning. Get the complete list at WMAL.com. The House Intelligence Committee has voted to release to the public a classified memo that Republicans say shows surveillance abuses at the Justice Department.
Democrats are saying that the president and the Republicans, they're using this memo overall to just try to cast some doubt on the Russia investigation. And we have learned that it is possible that the president goes over this five-day review when talking with the national security community. It is possible that instead of releasing the whole memo, he could choose to release it in heavily redacted form. That's at least one option here.
Correspondent Jessica Schneider. Meanwhile, in a few hours, President Trump delivers his first State of the Union address.
We worked on it hard, cover a lot of territory, including our great success with the markets and with the tax cut. And it's a big speech, an important speech.
The speech falls at a critical time, just about 10 days before a continuing resolution expires, potentially setting up another showdown over DACA and immigration and another possible government shutdown. And now, new speculation about the Russia investigation. In Washington, I'm Karen Kafa.
You can hear the president's State of the Union address tonight at 9, right here on WMAL. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam's administration is open to the idea of coming up with more money for Metro. But officials also insist that most of that annual financial commitment would have to come from the Northern Virginia suburbs. A bill that would allow homeschooled students in Virginia to compete in public school sports has once again been defeated. The so-called Tebow bill was killed by a Republican-led education committee. On the Arlington County Board, a Democrat is now endorsing someone who is not a Democrat.
Independent John Weistatz finishing up his first term on the Arlington County Board.
I would say this board is really clicking. I think we're all getting along.
While he shuns labels, he does say he's more fiscally minded than others.
What I bring to the table is balance and a little different perspective than my colleagues.
And he's garnered an endorsement from one of those colleagues, Democrat Libby Garvey.
I think Arlington's a better place with John on the board.
This is local government. She says there's no Democratic or Republican way to fill a pothole, but nonetheless, with the way they work together,
we could be a model for the country. Let's just get the best people elected who do the work that needs to get done.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Changes are coming in the D.C. public school system after it was revealed that one out of every three DCPS graduates last year was in violation of a attendance policies. Schools Chancellor Antoine Wilson is pledging to make a number of changes, including making it easier for teachers to blow the whistle.
We are standing up an office that has an ombudsman-like role to make sure that our policies, our procedures are being implemented with fidelity, and our teachers and community members have a place to go that they know that the issues will get to me in a timely fashion.
Of the district's 19 high schools, policy violations were found at all but two. The parents of the Howard County teacher who was murdered last year are now calling on Maryland lawmakers to pass a fetal homicide law. Laura Wallen was pregnant when she was killed, allegedly at the hands of her boyfriend. Her parents are now pushing for a law to allow prosecutors to bring a murder charge against the killer of an unborn child, regardless of the stage of fetal development. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 26,439. The Nasdaq at 74,67. Sports, the Wizards entertain the Thunder at home tonight. The Caps are off till tomorrow. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. Join me this summer for the trip of a lifetime on an incredible 7-day Mediterranean sea cruise from Venice to Rome on board the ultra-luxurious Regent Seven Seas Voyager. Details at WMAL.com/cruise.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Washington, D.C.? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple 3-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Washington, D.C. area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Washington, D.C. is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, call